Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to talk about South Africa's agricultural machinery sales data, which was just released about a few days ago. The data we have now is for the sales for January 2024. So typically, when one looks at the South African agricultural machinery sales data, you would almost use it as a barometer to assess the financial health of the South African agricultural sector, and also even the farmers' prospects of thinking about the future of the sector. If the sales are robust, it means that they are confident about the long-term investment in the sector, and also that the financial conditions are better at the particular time. But if then the sales are opposite, are showing a decline, you would almost read it differently and saying there's pessimism in the sector, financial conditions are tough. But I do think that the sales for this year should actually be read differently and not be understood in that context where we use the machinery sales as almost the barometer of the health of the sector. I make this point because if you look back over the past 4 years or so, the South African agricultural machinery sales have been excellent. We've seen farmers spending a lot on tractors, spending a lot on combine harvesters, to the extent that around about 2022, for example, the tractor sales were the highest levels for the year in 40 years, and the combine harvester that year were the highest level since around about 1985, when you were aggregating all of the sales for 2022. The highest level was 1985 that we had seen before that. So you fast forward and you went also to 2023, the sales were still excellent. Yes, the tractor sales were down marginally compared to the past year, but the combined harvesters are still upshot their previous year's level. So there was a lot going on that. And this was not also a base effect story when you were looking specifically on the 2022 sales. Because in 2021, the tractor sales were still excellent, higher than the previous year. 2020 was also a decent year. So it's not that we were trying to catch up after some slump that had happened in the machinery sales. But farmers were just buying and buying and making sure that they have all of the latest technology they need for the sector. Then a question could be, what was it that was making the farmers to spend so much buying the machinery over the past 3 or 4 years? And that lies to the gist of how the grains and the oilseeds industry had performed. As we went into COVID and there were supply chain issues, many countries also closing their borders, worried about the supplies domestically, we saw that the grain and the oilseeds prices globally increased. And there were a couple of factors behind that. We had discussed them in this podcast. Some is China buying a lot of grain, thus pushing up global grain prices and the oilseed prices. It was the drought in South America, which also added upside pressure on prices. We fast forward, we get into the Russia-Ukraine war, which also added increases in the prices. And all of that is happening while we were in what we call the La Nina weather phenomenon, which in the case of South Africa meant that we got good rainfall, and we were able to get a better harvest. Now, farmers faced, for once in a long time, a period where grain prices, oilseed prices were higher, and they also had a large domestic harvest. And that, I think, is what benefited them. And of course, a case can be made to say, no, the fertilizer prices were also high, fuel prices were also high, which is all true, but I think on a net-net basis, financial conditions were still better over the past few years, specifically for people that are in grains and the oilseeds prices and the oilseeds production, and because of those higher prices. And this is what we saw really supporting the subsector of agriculture and supporting also in turn the machinery sales. Now, you fast forward to this year, you ask yourself to say, okay, what's going to happen then? We now have the January sales data, and it shows a sharp contraction. For example, the tractor sales are down 26% in January compared to January 2023, with around about 353 units. The combined harvester sales are also down 50% compared to January 2023 with only 8 units sold. Now, a question can be asked to say, okay, does this signal that there is something bad happening in agriculture? Did the farmers plant less this year? What is happening? And the answer to that is no. Because if you look at the 2023-24 summer crop area planting in South Africa, it's fairly decent. It's around about 4.4 million hectares. In fact, 0.4% up from the previous year, which means that there's more activity on the ground now compared last year. But again, it goes back to the fact that spending by the South African farmers had already occurred in the past few years. So the rate of replacement on tractors is expected to, in any way, be slightly lower this year compared to last year. And you can ask the question and say, okay, but is this the area that has increased for particular crops maybe, which is why it's leading to this thing that we are starting to see on a 1 month data? And I make this comment knowing that we shouldn't draw much on the monthly one data point. But again, I think it's important to clarify, to say, when you look at all of our summer crops, your soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, dry beans, you'll see that there's a decent increase in area, with the exception of soybean that shows a bit of a decline, but still above the long-term or five-year average in the area, which means that the South African farmers have worked the area they typically plant, and slightly more than the previous year. So the decline in the sale is not the function of some pessimism about the planting for the 2023-24 season. And now then one can ask the question to say, but what are the crop conditions like? And the crop conditions are excellent. Other people probably listened to some of the previous segment of this podcast where I've talked about the agricultural conditions in general in South Africa. I've recently, for example, last week been in Aidenville, Free State, and I deliberately did not drive from Pretoria using the main highway. I used the back roads cutting to Sasolburg and all the way down, so that one can get a better view of the crop driving across Rates and all of these areas of the Free State. And the crop looked really excellent. The only thing that is missing, of course, was indicating that we need to get some rainfall now somewhere in February to ensure that we end up with a decent crop. This is all to mean that in many areas of South Africa, we're likely to have above average yields of the crop, especially if we get good rain sometime this February. Which means then that this is not the issue of an indication about what the agricultural season is about, but more of the factor of the story that I've just explained now about what the past few years' behavior in the sales was looking like. One can add, of course, then issues of higher interest rates, because interest rates remain high, and that's something that matters for the financing of this machinery. The other aspect is the fact that relatively weaker exchange rate is something that can influence the buying power. Also, that you could make the point also about the other inputs and say fertilizer, agrochemicals, sure, softened from 2023 maybe levels, but still fairly higher than the pre-COVID levels, thus adding pressure on farmers' finances. And also the fact that grain and oilseeds prices have come down from those levels that we have talked about, that were there 2022, 2021, and the end of 2020. Yes, we are back from those levels, but still, I think that what we are seeing here is more of a normalization following a couple of years of really excellent sales. Farmers are not going to be buying tractors every now and then. Yes, the technology improves, but I do think that the rate of that replacement will be lower to an extent that I think for this year, 2024, we're likely to see relatively subdued performance within the agricultural machinery sales industry, and perhaps start to see some bit of a robust improvement when we go somewhere around about 2025. But this year is going to be more of a correction and normalization. But I think the essential point I wanted to make on this segment is that when people hear or read about the agricultural tractor sales and combine harvester sales, they should not read it in the typical way at which we would see it as an indicator of the health of the South African agricultural industry, but rather see them for what they are, driven by unique events this time around. And I think that's how we should be observing, describing, and viewing this current data. I don't know what February will be exactly and the decline, how sharp it will be, or maybe it will surprise on the upside. But I think for the general year, that's 2024, the sales will probably be weak, and I will keep recording something after each of the data points to just explain or share the observation of how we are seeing that data. But that's all I have for now on this segment. I think I must stop there for now. And if you want to read about any of the things that we write, check out my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. Also check the website of the organization that I work for. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. And send us some comments about what you think. And thanks for listening.